2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Putting illegal immigrants ahead of American citizens. That is the new game plan ahead of the midterm election for many Democrats, including a guy that wants to run for president of the United States of America, Gavin Newsom, out in California. Gavin Newsom is now ensuring that illegal immigrants who have aged out, quote, of eligibility to see no disruption in health care coverage that you as an American taxpayer will pay for. California currently covers the health care costs of illegal immigrants, and they've extended it to the age of 25. Last month, California became the first state to guarantee free health care to all low-income adult illegal aliens. This coverage added 764,000 new recipients, new people, and it will cost the state more than $2.7 billion a year that your tax dollars will pay for. But let me just take a quick second and tell you about our incredible sponsor, Patriot Mobile. Fighting against your First and Second Amendment rights, trying to indoctrinate your kids, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in the U.S. Now, they're not just a company that is a Christian conservative company. They actually take a part of your bill every month when you pay. And they use that money to fight for our First, our Second Amendment rights. They use it to fight for the sanctity of life and for adoption services after we have had this big victory with Roe v. Wade. This is a company that's on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. That's why I want you to make the switch to Patriot Mobile, because every time you use your phone, you're going to be making a difference. on these important issues. Now, it doesn't matter what your budget is. Patriot Mobile has incredible plans, nationwide coverage that will work with your budget. So go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson and get in the fight and stand with a company that's fighting for your values. You can also call them right now, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, all you got to do is use the promo code Ferguson to get free activation. Plus, special discounts are available for all veterans and first responders. So join the movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call 972-PATRIOT. Now, this pledge to criminal non-citizens was part of Gavin Newsom's $308 billion operating budget that was approved by the socialist and communist California lawmakers on June the 29th. Approximately 40,000 illegal aliens have or will age out of their present Medicaid coverage. You heard me say the word Medicaid. Meaning they could lose their benefits until 2024 when the new law concerning adult coverage goes into effect for illegal immigrants. They will, quote unquote, have no disruption in their benefits. The governor has now said, and our tax dollars will pay for this. Now, the Newsom administration's Department of Health Care Services announced that all the people who are going to be aged out will get their taxpayer funded coverage through the end of 2023, even though they are now or soon will be older than 25 years old. They're saying, don't worry, we're going to keep giving you free health care. This is when you're buying future votes, by the way. This is what it looks like when you've lost your country. Jose Torres Casillas, the policy and legislative advocate for the lobby group Health Access California, said California is again leading the way in making our health care system work better for all communities, regardless of income, age, or immigration status. So you're an illegal immigrant, you're in this country, you go to California, you will get full health care benefits even after you're 25. Now, this doesn't apply, by the way, to American citizens. That's the part that's crazy here. If you age out in California and you're an American citizen, you don't get the same benefits now and the same free health care that an illegal immigrant receives based on the announcement from the government in California. Concerning the provision of health care to illegal aliens in general, Castillas claimed, quote, by moving immigration status as an eligibility barrier to Medi-Cal, California is building a more universal, efficient, and equitable healthcare system. Healthcare is a human right, and our healthcare system is stronger when everyone is included, including illegal immigrants. Now, as of the summer of 2021, those are the last numbers we have. California's Medicaid program covered about 14 million people. Illegal aliens under the age of 25 and now over the age of 25 will qualify for Medi-Cal if their income is less than $18,754. Most illegal immigrants work under the table or under an assumed alias. They steal someone's identity, fake social security numbers, and things like that. So how would you know if they're actually making more than $18,754? Guess what? You don't. And that's why all of these illegal immigrants are qualifying. A household of three, by the way, is eligible if the shared income is $31,781 or under. Well, guess what? As of September of 2021, a whole bunch of people signed up for free health care. 96,139 young adult illegal aliens were covered under the plan, and they're going to expand that. And they say this is good for America. According to a 2020 Kaiser Family Foundation estimate, there are now over 22.1 million illegal aliens living in the United States. In the years since that estimate was made, 1.7 million illegal immigrants tried to enter the U.S. in 2021. And 1.9 million have been encountered at the southern border so far this year, with new numbers saying at least 5 million have come across since Joe Biden has been president. The Federation for American Immigration Reform's most recent fiscal cost study, which cites a lower number of legal aliens than the report I just told you, indicated that illegal aliens are imposing a net fiscal burden of at least $143 billion on the American taxpayers. So if you want to know how much money you're spending, it's $143 billion in taxpayer burden that is on you, an American taxpayer. Now, that is not including what it does to you and your finances. Right? If you talk about your finances, how much money are they taking from you? How much cash is it costing you when you go out and you try to get a job and you get undercut by illegal immigrant workers and aid? That is an X factor that no one can answer that question, apparently. We know it's in the billions, right? We know it's an insane amount of money. And by the way, we also know for a fact that the number one stimulus of Mexico's economy right now is what? Illegal immigrants who are sending money back to Mexico. Now, they're doing all of this, inviting more illegal immigrants to come into America, and we're paying for all this. Wow, 72% of economists say the U.S. is in a recession or headed there very soon. So if you're headed into recession or you're in a recession, do you need millions of other people competing for jobs? The answer, obviously, is no. CNN had it this way. Take a listen.
There is a lot of pessimism out there in this survey. This is from the National Association of Business Economics. And check this out. 19% say that the U.S. economy is already in a recession. That is a staggering figure. Also, a whole bunch more think in the next few quarters. You add this up, that's 53%. Together, 72% say the U.S. economy is either in a recession or headed there very soon.
So let's invite more illegal immigrants to come into the United States of America. Let's give them free health care. Let's put billions of dollars of our tax dollars into the hands of illegal immigrants who are breaking our laws. Let's spend overall, if you go back to the report that I just mentioned a moment ago, hundreds of billions of dollars a year taking care of illegal immigrants. And then let's talk about how the economy is headed in the wrong direction. What could possibly go wrong? Right? When all this is happening, what could possibly go wrong? Everything's fine, right? Everything's good. We love this, right? $143 billion is a net fiscal burden on the U.S. taxpayer of illegal immigrants in this country. And we have an open border policy right now that is destroying this nation. And that's the whole plan. It is to destroy this nation. 50, 60, 70, 80 billion in IRS funding. They say it will hopefully restore a sense of fairness as they talk about the IRS coming after you. And that's how you pay for this. You come after the American people. You know, with all the new IRS agents, this is all about a money grab. They're saying we're willing to spend, it's a simple equation, 80 billion in IRS funding to then go after the American people, and as long as we make $80 billion in the dollar, then it was worth it in their minds. And that's how you pay for all this illegal activity. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you want to know how bad things are at the border right now, while we're dealing with inflation, while we're dealing with unemployment numbers that are expected to have a little jump coming soon, take a listen to this report. It was actually done by ABC News this morning about what's happening at the border.
I'm going to turn now to the crisis on the border with Mexico. Some communities are seeing a record number of migrants this year, with Customs and Border Protection reporting more than 2 million in the last 10 months. Mireya Villarreal is on the border in Eagle Pass, Texas. Mireya, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gio. We're standing right next to the international bridge that connects Eagle Pass, Texas to Piedras Negras. There is a lot of traffic right above me, but there is also a lot of traffic right here on the river. We've seen groups walking and swimming across the river, almost immediately trying to get a hold of and surrender themselves to Border Patrol agents and the National Guard here on patrol.
This morning, governors in Arizona and Texas sounding the alarm as border communities like Eagle Pass, Texas, are overwhelmed by the record number of migrants. Our cameras capturing several groups crossing the Rio Grande River with young children hoping to request asylum.
Apprehensions are expected to hit over 2 million in just 1 year. So right now, it is an all-out effort by local, state, and federal agencies here on the border.
If the numbers stay at this rate, it will be the highest number of illegal crossings since at least 1960.
So finally, they're admitting this over at ABC News, right? We're now going to stand on top of this, right? Aaron, thanks. Okay, so where are we right now? What's happening? Well, we're going to now to the crisis at the border in Mexico. Some communities are seeing a record number of migrants this year, with Customs and Border Protection reporting more than 2 million in the last 10 months. 2 million, that's an invasion, folks. If the numbers stay at this rate, it will be the highest number of illegal crossings since at least 1960. This family, they go on to say, is from Venezuela. Well, when you give them free health care until they're 26 years old, this is what happens. This is how this works. Democrat Representative Kohler said Border Patrol can't focus on border security because they're taking care of the migrants. So that's why we have a wide open border. Listen to this.
Now, it's because of Washington's open border policies, that deadly fentanyl is flooding the United States. Fentanyl does not derive from Texas or from the United States. It comes across the border from Mexico, and it's killing Texans, and it's getting worse.
This is Governor Greg Abbott there laying the time, the whole rise in fentanyl deaths to the president's policies on the border. Henry Cuellar is a border congressman, a Democrat out of Texas. And, sir, welcome back to our program. Good morning to you.
Thank you so much.
You know so much about the open border policies. Is your governor right?
He's right in the sense that what's happening is that people are sent in one direction and then drugs are coming in another direction. They're very controlled and coordinated by the criminal organizations. And by the way, I was listening to your prior story. Those criminal organizations don't stop at the border. They have their connections, that they have their other sources and arms here in the U.S. So there are transnational organizations. So that's what we have to fight, is transnational organizations that just don't stop at the border.
Okay, so here's the fentanyl seizures in Texas now alone. In 2022, 7,338 pounds. Year prior, more than 7,000. 2020, it was 1,700. 2019, it was 1,771. You have to think about how much that gets through, that is not caught. And it gets out, not just Texas, but 49 other states. What would you ask the head of the DEA when she joins us next hour?
Well, you know, it certainly is, you know, how do we cooperate with the state and the local governments and not just work separately? And I know they are doing that, but we got to do a lot more, because at the same time, we got to understand that most of the drugs, and you can ask this question, most of the drugs don't come in between the bridges. They actually come through the bridges. At one time, 90% of the fentanyl were coming through our bridges. So we got to make sure we have the right technology, the canines, the personnel out of bridges. But the problem is, as you know, Border Patrol right now in the southern part of the area from Laredo down to the valley, 60% of the Border Patrol agents are doing immigration processing, taking care of the migrants. 10% are doing the administrative, and only 30%, and I emphasize only 30%, are actually doing the checkpoints or at the river, at the border. So what we have, larger amount of drugs coming in, more people coming in, we have a lesser number of Border Patrol agents doing their work.
Okay, let me be clear about what you just said. Most drugs come across the bridges.
That is correct.
That means they're in vehicles, right? They're stowed away in cars and trucks. And correct. The inspection of those vehicles must be better if you want to stop it. Is that right?
Absolutely correct. We have been putting more money, and I've asked CBP to do a better job at hiring, getting that technology faster. There's been some delays, but we got to have that best technology at the border, the non-intrusive, where you can actually run the 18-wheelers without stopping them. So we need more of that technology, the canine, the personnel. And certainly whatever help we can get from the Mexican government.
You're in a tough re-election fight, sir. I know you're well aware.
That's a Democrat that just said all that. A Democrat said that after you heard those comments from the governor of Texas. A Democrat is running away from his party because he realized just how bad it is. Biden administration official, by the way, pretends that the border is secure when he was doing a Q&A this week, lying to the American people yet again.
Is he taking the steps to protect the border, to close the border? Is that what I understand you to mean?
Congressman, thank you again. The president is certainly taking steps to make sure that our border remains secured. Part of which is...
Okay, doctor, okay. This is two different universes. If you're saying that the numbers, I assume you agree with the numbers of the illegals coming across, we're going to average 585,000 a month. We're up to what is this, 1.6 apprehensions. Donald Trump had this with the wall, had this solved.
They'll still keep lying to you. Don't worry. Come on over, get free health care. Come on over, we'll give you a hotel. Come on over, we'll give you a bus ticket to wherever you want to go, a plane ticket to wherever you want to go, a cell phone to wherever you want to go. Come on over and surrender to American authorities, and we won't kick you out. Former Border Patrol chief also came out talking about all the deaths in this country because of illegal crossings. We're not just talking about deaths of people, we're talking about all the fentanyl problems as well. But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at Legacy PMinvestments.com. Former Border Patrol chief went on Fox News Channel to talk about this isn't just an open border policy of illegal immigrants coming across. This is a drug problem. And the American people need to understand this administration is allowing for hundreds of thousands of Americans to die from fentanyl. You heard Governor Greg Abbott mention that a moment ago. Nearly 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border during Biden's administration. And Axios just put out an article today. This is their headline. New York and D.C. officials say they are not prepared to handle the massive influx of migrants, in large part due to the communication issues with Texas. Senator Ted Cruz wrote it this way. Democratic mayors, communicate this. Tell your party leader to enforce the damn law and stop letting 3.5 million illegal immigrants cross Biden's open borders, and then you won't be having this problem. But what we know now is a whopping 4.9 million illegal immigrants have crossed our federal border since Biden took office. The president of the Federation of American Immigration Reform, Dan Stein, discussed the report stating that roughly the equivalent of the entire population of Ireland has illegally entered the United States of America in the last 18 months that President Biden has been in office, with many of them being released into American communities. He continued saying, quote, in that time, the Biden administration has blamed an unprecedented surge of illegal immigration on all sorts of external factors except their own sabotage of our nation's immigration laws. The nearly 5 million illegal immigrants who have entered our country since Biden took office includes nearly 200,000 that crossed the border in July of 2022 this summer alone, with 199,973 illegal immigrants entering in July. The figure marks a whopping 324% increase over the average number of July apprehensions that came across the border when former Donald Trump was in office for the entire 4 years. So it's a 325% increase over the average number of July apprehensions when Donald Trump was president. It's what happens when you're trying to destroy America on purpose. Of the 199,000 illegal immigrants, 134,000 or 67% were single adults. So this isn't about the children, which is what the liberals always tell you. There are also 10 individuals that have been caught. We don't know how many got through that we didn't catch on the terror watch list that were stopped at the southern border last month alone. Not over the last 18 months. There are 10 individuals on the terror watch list who were stopped on the southern border last month alone. Perhaps even more shocking, July is the 17th straight month in which Border Patrol has had 150,000 encounters or more with illegal immigrants. This on top of the more than 2,071 pounds of fentanyl, the equivalent of 469 million lethal doses, and the 12,989 pounds of methamphetamines that were seized at the southern border in July alone. So in July, we seized enough fentanyl to kill 469 people, adults. Thomas Homan, the former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for the Trump administration, said that the number of illegal immigrants entering our country under Biden blows every other record out of the water. Despite the fact that the Trump administration handed this administration, the Biden administration, the most secure border we'd ever had. Dan Stein of FAIR, the president of FAIR, also criticized the Biden administration, saying the endless flow of illegal aliens and the incursion of lethal narcotics pouring across our border will not end until this administration demonstrates a willingness to actually enforce the laws that are currently on the books. Right? You don't have to pass new laws to fix this. You just enforce the laws that we have on the books. Which brings me back to the former Border Patrol chief. I want you to listen to what he had to say to Dan Bongino on Fox News Channel as they're talking about the drugs.
$25 million worth of drugs just busted from a massive drug tunnel that stretches a third of a mile in between Mexico and San Diego. And for the first time, more than 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year. Think of that number. 71,000 of those were from synthetic opioids like fentanyl. This thing's a plague. Rodney Scott was a Border Patrol chief under President Trump. He joins me live from San Diego, right outside the building where that tunnel was found. Chief, thanks as always for your time. This drug crisis, Chief's out of control. The bodies are piling up. Clearly, these cartels have the assets to build these tunnels. Is the Biden administration taking this seriously right now?
You know, that's a great question, and thanks for having me on, Dan. I don't know what the Biden administration is taking seriously, but it's not border security. And you can't separate what's going on right here in Otay Mesa, this warehouse behind me, this drug tunnel, from the illegal immigration crisis that's going on, because the cartels use those people to deflect or to draw away Border Patrol resources, law enforcement resources, so that they can smuggle stuff across and so they can do stuff like this and dig these tunnels.
Chief, I was going to ask you, that was actually my next question, so you teed it up perfectly. Some of the border officials that have reached out to me have said exactly what you just said, that this is strategic. Flood a section of the border with a massive number of illegal migrants entering the country, suck up all the assets, and then move the drugs. This isn't by accident. This is all tied together.
Listen very carefully to what he just said. You go to one sector. The human smugglers and the drug traffickers are one and the same, right? They're literally one and the same. And you tell everybody to go to this area, you totally overflow the area. They then can't take care of everybody. They can't take care of the border, right? Then they have all the processing and everything else that comes into this. And then what happens? You bring the drugs across because there's not enough people watching the drugs. You heard about the Rio Grande Valley sector where they had to shut down the normal patrols over the weekend. You don't think that the drug smugglers knew that? Right? You don't think the drug smugglers in that moment said, hey, we can't, we don't, I mean, they monitor. They know who's out there. They see who's out there. Right? You don't think that they, in that exact moment, didn't say to the drug smugglers, go, all out, run, get everything across the border right now as fast as you can. Go, go, go. There's no one at the border. There's no one protecting the border. We got this. Go. They're not stupid, guys. They're smart. They do this for a living. Okay? They're not idiots. They understand what they're doing. You flood the border with illegal immigrants coming across the border. And when you do that, then it is game on. You overwhelm them, and then what comes behind the people? The drugs. And billions of dollars in profits come rolling into America, and death and destruction that comes with the fentanyl. In July alone, I have to go back to what I said to you a moment ago. In July alone, look at how much drugs came across the border. In July alone, there was enough fentanyl to give a lethal dose to 469 million Americans. This president doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your kids. He doesn't care about your grandkids. He cares about running this country into the ground so that his legacy will be changing a government to a socialist government. And the way you do this is by bringing illegal immigrants in this way. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.